can keep your hand off that mouse, guys, the world will open up to you. I don't have any problem with us, you know, doing all kinds of things to surround men and women with protections against sexual sin. In fact, I think that's a very good idea. It's just not the main point. If that's where you fight the battle continually, you will never get to the root of the issue. The root of the issue here is this renewed heart, this joy and gladness, the bones that God has broken, healed with the joy of our salvation. The misuse of the beautiful gift of sex is a symptom of a disease, not the disease. And that's why this psalm doesn't mention it. And it's the main issue. Or we thought it was the main issue. It's not the main issue. This is the main issue. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, because when that joy fades, I click on pornography. When that joy fades, I start cruising the neighborhood. When that joy fades, I get an itch for another woman. When that joy fades, on and on and on. Every sin on the outside is symptomatic of the absence of this joy.
What does your heart say about Christ? Late at night, all alone, in front of an internet screen, mouse ready to click, what does your heart say about Christ over pornography?
And I pray you would come upon this gathering, do a work that will ripple to the end of time and to the end of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thousands were walking away from the dream they once dreamed for global impact because of sexual sin in their lives and sexual failure in their past. Thousands who have dreamed a dream of being radically significant in the world, doing something, laying down your life, sacrificing anything to spread the renown of Jesus Christ to the cities and the nations and the campuses, and then you lost it. And one of the huge reasons he said that it was being lost was that there was so much guilt and a sense of unworthiness because of sexual failure that the guilt and the unworthiness finally bled down into a gnawing sense of spiritual powerlessness, yielding the dead-end street, the dead-end dream of middle-class American, comfortable, secure security. The great tragedy of Christian young people's lives is not masturbation, it's not fornication, it's not being a peeping Tom or a curious Kathy on the internet. The tragedy is that Satan uses the guilt of all those failures to strip you of your once radical dream and to put in its place a life that is happy and safe and secure, American, middle class, filled with superficial pleasures so that you someday die on your lakeside rocking chair, wrinkled and useless, and leaving a big fat inheritance to your middle-aged children to confirm them in their worldliness. That's what he wants to sell you because you failed so badly. And the only alternative is that instead of what you once dreamed for Christ and his kingdom. And I have not come here to waste your time or my time. I have come with a passion that you not waste your life. Our people are laid waste with sexual temptation. Why? Because our souls have shriveled up to the size of a TV sitcom. I mean, can you imagine soaking in front of soaps or sitcoms for hours on end and then going to a church where they don't give a rip about theology and thinking you're going to have any fiber in the tree of your faith? You're just going to get blown flat. That's what's going to happen. And so find the right church and read your Bibles and read the right books. Theology with passion for Jesus can conquer biology.